Home is a musical about loss. It's about the loss of a mother and the loss of a childhood. The musical, which is being given its world premiere at Adirondack Theater Festival in Guidance Falls, is a superb production of very disturbing material. At its heart, it questions if unworthy parents are entitled to love from those whom they unconsciously harmed. In other words, it questions the essence of love. Catherine returns to her home in Texas after a long absence to discover her mother, Miriam, has stage 4 breast cancer, and it's about to die. She originally feels that it will be impossible to spend a week with her alcoholic, emotionally cruel mother. She spends more than a month, and when Miriam passes, she is deeply affected at her death. The change that takes place between them is not a matter of mutual reconciliation. Miriam is the same emotionally distant woman who rejects changing her ways. Because Miriam is still volatile and depreciating of her daughter, it's not easy to understand why Catherine cares about her mother's well-being and assumes the role of caregiver. At play's end, you have to wonder if her grief is about the instinctive need to love a parent or a sibling, even if that person is unlovable. Is Catherine mourning the death of Miriam or simply the loss of a mother? This 90-minute exploration of love is oddly touching as it makes you evaluate the bond between parent and child and why that bond supersedes logic and memory. In Home, the memories are painful. Catherine sees herself at age 13, called Katie, and as a senior in college, Kat. Miriam crushes the dreams of young Katie and disappoints Kat at the most important moments of her life. Throughout Catherine's childhood, she was held hostage by Miriam's alcoholism, her hypochondria, and her threats of suicide. When Miriam discovers the manuscript that Kate wrote about her home life, she vilifies, torments, and attacks her daughter as a terrible person who could write so accurately about her home life. The fight prompts Kate to leave home, not to return for more than a decade. During the visit, we find out Miriam knows nothing about her 40-year-old daughter's life, not her profession, her love life, or where she lives. We do learn that Catherine has stopped writing because she cannot handle rejection, and she avoids a commitment to a kind and loving man. Miriam has done her job well. It would be an easy matter to dismiss Miriam as a monster, but thanks to terrific performances by Nancy Slusser as Miriam and Lena Rideout as Catherine, it's not that simple. Book writer Christy Hall rarely tries to make Miriam a sympathetic character, and Slusser plays her as an unthinking woman who does cruel things because she is a self-involved person with weaknesses. Slusser suggests she does care about her child, but not as much as she cares about herself. The pathetic nature of this weak woman is strangely affecting. Rideout creates a self-aware woman who has made a life for herself. She does not come home looking for reconciliation. That she finds the ability to forgive and even love a woman who is undeserving of forgiveness or love makes her a better person. There is hope at play's end that Catherine has healed herself. This is a four-person play, and Sydney Shuck as Katie and young Allison Cusano as Kat make valuable contributions. There are only 9 songs and 2 reprises in the show, but the music by Scott Allen is a fifth person. They add emotion and sensitivity where dialogue would fail. A single piano, played by Ryan Tuohy, is perfect for delicate material. Indeed, often a single chord acts as a witness to what happens on stage. Chad Rabanovitz also relies on simplicity in his direction to make the memories in the play clear and unobtrusive. He trusts the audience to know what is going on. He shows the same trust of the audience as ATF's artistic director. He put this work on the schedule. It's a painful play to watch and even tougher to embrace, but in its own way, it is memorable theater. Home is at Adirondack Theater Festival, 207 Glen Street in Glens Falls through Saturday. Tickets and information, 480-4870, or go to atffestival.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.